BBC Radio 3 now. It's 11:30, time to rejoin the Radio 3 team live at this year's WOMAD Festival of World Music. Here's Andrew McGregor.
Thanks, Katrina. Welcome back to WOMAD, and we're not the only ones who are glad to be here.
Hello, my lovely people.
Hello, WOMAD!
It's great to be here at the WOMAD Festival.
Absolutely lovely.
Over the stage of the BBC Radio 3. Wow! Thank you very much.
What a lovely set of intros, ending with the sound of Argentina's Axel Kriegier delighting the audience at the Radio 3 stage last night with his pitch-shifted welcome. No matter what it sounds like, though, at what pitch or what language, you're very welcome to our last night of highlights and live music, and we'll be meeting a Ghanaian legend whose set this afternoon began like this. The sound of Ghanaian guitarist Ebo Taylor's band starting their set with Victory on the open-air stage at WOMAD this evening. You'll hear much more from Ebo later. He's in his mid-70s now, and he'll be talking to Lopa Katari about his blend of Ghanaian high life and his old friend Fela Kuti's Afrobeat. Lopa's in the studio with me right now, and that's absolutely going to be one of the highlights, meeting Ebo. I can't wait to hear about it.
But it really is, Andrew. And one of the things I love about WOMAD is that there are so many great legends that come and play here. And to a certain extent, Ebo Taylor is one of the great rediscoveries of a great musical sort of heritage of Africa. But, you know, one of the new discoveries were on our stage earlier on, the women from Yakutia, South Siberia, called Ayarkhan. And this was the sound of a landscape of people, of creatures from this wonderful part of Russia. And the thing I had to keep reminding myself is the instrument that they play, which is the hummus. It's like a Jew's harp. They say that it's an instrument created by the gods, but with the powers of a magical voice. And what we heard on stage was truly magical. And this was just them, voice, breath, and the hummus. No synthesizers.
They've got a sort of little row of them, each of them, around their necks, haven't they? Just hanging. They pick up the one they want to use for the next section. But the harmonics, there's such a huge range available to them using their voices and this instrument as well. And I defy anybody listening to this, not knowing already, to believe that it doesn't have any electronic effects added. It's an absolutely astonishing sound.
It was so beautiful, and the audience were completely and utterly mesmerized, and there was that feeling that we had the chance to see a treasure, no longer hidden, thankfully, because of their performance, of the planet in which we live.
Well, I think it's one of my absolute highlights. Let's hear some of it. This is just the sound of the voices of three women from Siberia with their collections of Jews' harps. And it's wild open spaces, freezing winds, endless skies, horses, wolves, Ayarkhan.
Были рыги, был джагтах джилын, Бралы яры, браман мандат гары, Урукку охсуулах джилын, Улар яры, улага оргат гары, Ойон тақсары күнне хуалан баран арулах, Орто туру баран дойду, Уэске біте, эбіте,
Thank you. a piece called Singing Bells, and that was the sound of Ayakan. And before it, they performed Legend of the Creation of the World. And didn't it just sound like it? That was three women from the wide open spaces of the Sakha Republic in Siberia. And when you've heard what they can do with just their voices and a row of Jews' harps, well, why invest thousands in complex electronics? Breath, tradition, and a little steel, a bewitching performance recorded live on the Radio 3 stage here at WOMAD earlier this evening. No one who was there is going to forget that performance in a hurry. Absolute magic as they took us to their homeland and showed us around. Well, it's been a fantastic weekend on our stage. No point in false modesty. Some of the most interesting and unexpected acts have been right here in the Arboretum at Charlton Park. And you'll hear a couple more of them before 1 a.m. Dissidenten from Berlin with their Mediterranean hotpot. Norway's fiddle quartet, Majestuen, as well. But our very last live act of the weekend is on stage right now. We're going to join them, and Marianne Kennedy is there to introduce us to the Keepers of Louisiana's Swamp Fire.
Well done, Andrew. Absolutely. It's been something of a Louisiana Sunday here at WOMAD. This morning we had the Keepers of the Tradition, the Savoy Family Band, over in the Siam stage. It was like having your living room, only a marquee sized. It was fabulous. But now we are, I think we're sort of somewhere downtown Baton Rouge in a sweaty dance hall somewhere, because we are in the company of guys. It's not that they don't know their traditions, they absolutely know where they've come from, but they know where they want to take the music as well. They number Elvis Costello amongst their friends, and they've also just picked up Best Cajun Band Award at this year's New Orleans Big Easy Awards. And so I'm going to hand you over to just a fabulous young band with the new face of Cajun music. This is Fofolé.
Anything other than free won't be for long. The warrior's dead when he's home. His life just ain't worth another song. Won't be for long. It won't be. That I'd rather be anything other than free. It won't be for long. Sad, but sadly it's true. The trouble that I would go through just ain't worth the song. It ain't worth song.
Thank you very much.
We want to make sure that you'll know that we will be signing CDs at the CD tent right over there to my left, y'all's right. After the show, we would love to see you all and visit with y'all, so come by and see us. This next song we're gonna do is an old Creole song. And, yeah. All right. It's something called Femme l'a dit, which means the woman spoke. And the words in the song are Femme l'a dit, mon malheuré, which means the woman spoke and it made me hurt.
Ladies and gentlemen, I'd like to introduce y'all to our bass player back here, Mr. Philippe Biadeau. Tonight is his 26th birthday, and he's spending it here with you fine people. So Philippe's got a little solo on this song, all right? So y'all be sure to make him feel really welcome at that point, okay? Happy birthday, buddy.
Thank you.
the birthday boy. Come on, y'all. Just one more. Just one more. Please give us one more song. Please, once again, for Fefole. Thank y'all so much. We had a great time tonight. Hope y'all did too. Good night.
Tu casses bien mon bien, pas de toi grand pour rien, toi de que tu casses bien mon bien. Oh, pas les nuits à boire, non, pas du mariage. Tu y auras des temps, nous y aurons des temps passés. Oh, pas les nuits à boire, non, pas du mariage. Tu y auras des temps, nous y aurons des temps passés. Thank you.
Feu Follet, Swamp Fire, reinventing Louisiana's Cajun tradition. Bit of swamp rock, I think, there to end their set. And what a great way to call time on our favourite stage here at WOMAD, the Radio 3 stage. We've had music from Congolese new discovery, Gassanji on Friday to Feu Follet tonight. And if you've joined us in person here this weekend, thanks for coming. Thanks for helping generate the atmosphere that quite a few of the musicians who've played here have told us is really special and quite unusual. Well, we've got more highlights from the Radio 3 stage later, but if you were listening at lunchtime today, you'll already have heard one of them. Veena player Harry Sivanesan from Radio 3's World Roots Academy and his collaboration with Cuban violinist Emma Puente. Now, Harry's right here, right now, so Harry, thanks very much for staying on to come into the studio and
Thank
talk to
you.
Us. So's Lucy Duran. Now, Lucy, you've been to, I think, probably more WOMAD festivals than Peter Gabriel. almost certainly, actually. But
yeah,
Harry,
I've been to every single one since 1981, I think, when it first started, or 1982.
That's crazy.
And except for one, I missed one. So that's a lot of WOMADs I've been to.
I'll ask you why afterwards, just in case. But Harry, this was your first one.
This is. I'm a WOMAD novice. But, I mean, I'm so happy I came. Really, it has been an amazing afternoon and evening.
And what have been the best things about it for you? Because, you know, we can talk about highlights, and I'm sure we will. But you must meet a lot of the musicians and hear sounds which just sort of fascinate you and make you want to sort of find out what you can do.
There's
well.
Just been such an eclectic mix, both musically, even for your nose. Way bad. No, but just everything from...
imagine what you're referring to. Wonderful cooking smells,
yes,
at
that's
the
it.
Stalls. That's what dreamers mean, yes.
But no, I mean, there was a group, Ayer Khan, on stage today, and I mean, it's something that you had to see, I think, because if I'd heard a CD of it, I just would have thought that it was
all electronic.
I would have thought it was electronic or wildlife recorded or something, but they really reminded me of that God gave us a voice and the things that you can do with a voice. They were horses.
Do you know, sometimes we reach for electronics and prepackaged stuff too quickly, don't we? You know, because the sounds they make, as we heard not that long ago this evening, just quite extraordinary. I was standing right next to you in front of the stage when they were on. We just looked at each other. I felt sort of hairs at the back of my neck.
I kept on staring at them, thinking there must be a backing track, because it was mind boggling. I mean,
I know it was quite funny, actually. There were several people in the audience who kept coming up and right up to the stage and peering around, and
they just couldn't believe it.
Up to them yesterday, and I went up to them afterwards, and I thought to myself, I really want to ask them to do it just to check, just to see what they actually do. I mean, the voice modulation.
But one old geezer came up to me, and he had really bad teeth, and he said, "You see my teeth? That's because I played the Jew's harp for years and years."
A warning from history.
He said, "I don't know how these women do it and still have beautiful teeth. It must be a different kind of Jew's harp."
And they were such beautiful dresses as well,
so
and
stunning.
The silver that and on their headdresses and the embroidery.
Their bows, those beautiful, graceful bows.
As an act, they really took. They probably took me away to somewhere. Yeah. You know. They were the most powerful for me. I mean,
look, sounds like that's a real highlight for all three of us.
It really was.
We're lucky to have heard them this evening as well on the broadcast. So, what else, though, Harry? What else has really struck a chord for you?
Feu Follet. I mean,
he's saying all the right things.
Sorry. No, I mean, I came to the stage. I came to the stage, and I just thought, oh, okay, let's see what this is all about. Because I thought Cajun music. I don't know. But they were just—they were so together. They were so
tight,
neat.
Isn't it?
It swings,
doesn't it? The
it
music
really
swings.
Does. And track to track, each one is just so vibrant. And their solos are the fiddles, especially for me. I mean, for me, the fiddles caught my eye. But as far as the fiddles
he was great, wasn't he?
Yeah, absolutely.
But I love that accordion sound and the sound of Chris playing the accordion. And it just gives it such an edge and a swirl and that sort of sense of Cajun good time, which you just know you're going to enjoy yourself when that sound starts.
Yeah, you look around the audience and everyone had a smile on their face. Yeah,
absolutely. It was a great way to end the night.
Lucy, you have done so many WOMADs. You've heard so many sounds. You've done so many programs and been to so many places. Is there stuff that you can still discover, even at WOMAD, that takes you by surprise?
Yeah, there were a couple of new acts here making their WOMAD debut. One of them was the wonderful young singer from Mali, Fatoumata Diawara, who I thought was terrific. She was on the Radio 3 stage. And then another veteran singer from Mali, Kaira Arbi, who was at the open air stage. And she was also excellent. But I have to say, the thing that really, stole my heart. That's the expression. The thing that really stole my heart was Balaké Sissoko and Vincent Segal. Balaké playing the kora, Vincent playing the cello, and they played right here in the studio, and I think that's going to go out
later on. We are going to hear some of that in your conversation with them a little bit later.
It's just so beautiful. It's just such sublime and subtle music.
Yeah, one of my highlights as well, and for me, completely unexpected. I had no idea what it would feel like or sound like, and it was just a moment of magic on stage, I can tell you. Well, Harry, if there was one person, one act that you've seen that you'd love to work with, what would it be? Is it the girls from Siberia?
The girls from Siberia.
No, I mean, I just think I just spent years trying to understand what was going on. No, do you know what? There was, Majorstuen?
You've done it again. Majorstuen. We're going to hear something from them just a little later tonight as well, from Norway.
The Norwegian group.
One of the artists there had a violin which had sympathetic strings. Mm.
But she didn't play it on stage.
She didn't play it on stage.
But she played it here on my programme, that I broadcast earlier on today live. She came into the Hardanger fiddle, and what a fabulous sound.
And she played
it's like
for
the
me.
Vina.
It is, and it's basically a violin version of the Vina. And even the way it's tuned, it's fourth root, it's root, fifth root again. And I thought to myself, oh, it's a violin. It really is. It's a violin version
of
a
violin. Now we know what Harry wants for Christmas. So, job done. Thank you both for coming in.
Thank you.
It's been great talking to you. And love you meeting
you, Andrew.
Harry. And, I have to say, just one last highlight for me. Ethiopian and Eritrean cuisine, Lucy, you know I always have a favourite place to eat. This was a new discovery for me, a new food stall, I think. You could never tell when it was going to be open. But I was first in the queue for lunch yesterday when they finally got round to opening the tent, and it was well worth it. Anyway, we've got a little highlights compilation for you right now, beginning with that fiddle band named after the town they're from in Norway, Majorstuen, and they asked if they could make a special introduction to their set on the Radio 3 stage this afternoon.
We would like to start this concert with dedicating a song, a tune, to the victims back in Norway from last weekend. It's so impressive what many of the survivors and their families and the government has been able to show greatness after this tragedy. And one of the survived girls, she said that if one man can show so much hatred, imagine how much love we as a togetherness can create. Last Saturday, I was sitting feeling quite empty, like very many Norwegians. And I found some comfort in my violin. And this tune, this waltz, was born. And it is called Waltz in Black. Thank you.
Sydney Jazz nomadic troubadour Bombino from the edge of the Sahara, and that was a performance that we've really just turned around and that just ended in the Siam tent only a few minutes ago. And it ended that WOMAD triple bill with his song Tenere. At the other end you heard Norwegian fiddle group Majorstuen with their heartfelt response to their national tragedy. I hope you liked the filling in the sandwich, because that was something we had to leave way too early at the end of our live broadcast late last night after the delayed start to their set. Palestinian oud virtuosi Trio Jubran. And you can hear much more from all three of those sets later in the summer in Radio 3's World Roots programme of WOMAD highlights. But it's not over yet for tonight. Still to come, the new musical poster boys of the Arab Spring, Germany's Dissidenten, and you'll meet Ghanaian highlife veteran Ebo Taylor. But that's after one of the most rewarding and unexpected, I think, cross-cultural collaborations I've heard all year. And we were talking about it just a few minutes ago. What would you expect if I told you Malian kora master Balaké Sissoko had struck up a musical friendship with a French cello player called Vincent Segar? Any idea what to expect? Nor had I, until I heard them for myself on stage. And it turned out to be a really elegant meeting of cultures, ideas and sounds. And as she told us earlier, Lucy Duran invited them into this very studio for a special Radio 3 session. This number is called Chamber Music.
Balaké Sissoko on kora and Vincent Segal on cello, gracing our little truck studio here at WOMAD with some absolutely gorgeous music. That was the title track of their album Chamber Music, which has won many awards, justly so. It's a very beautiful album, but it's a really special treat to hear you here in the flesh. So welcome to you both. Bienvenue, Balaké.
Bonsoir, Lucie. Hello,
bonsoir,
Lucie.
Hi. You were on World Roots about 7 months ago, and you've done a lot of touring since then. Uh-huh. How's your chamber music project going, Vincent?
What is really nice is the respect of the instrument and the choral, because on many places we play in beautiful churches or museum, or it can be like a chamber music room for classical, or sometimes it can be outside, but same time it's I think the musicians like Balaké needs respect for the quality of the work, acoustic world, because a lot of people are thinking African music is djembe, drums, and people outside singing. And
Balaké, that's true, isn't it, that there are a lot of electric choras out there, and you do not play the electric chora.
Parce que moi, j'ai choisi être calme toujours.
Balaké has chosen to be peaceful always. Mm. But, you know, Balaké, what's so lovely to be here in this small studio with you both in this festival is that your music has such a magic, and it's so clear from watching you this closely that you really enjoy playing together.
Oui, bah, en fait, c'est ça. L'idée même, c'est ça. Pas seulement faire la musique, non. Amener quelque chose vraiment au fond de notre cœur, partager avec les gens qui nous écoutent.
Donc, well, like I said, it's not just about playing music, but it's about, you know, reaching into the heart and finding something close to the heart. Yeah. Yes. And it really is chamber music.
The idea of chamber music for us is the idea of playing like this tiny room together with friends and trying to get the same atmosphere as when we playing two of us in our room. This is the idea of chamber music, I think, because Schubert and all those guys, they played for friends by nighttime, and it wasn't like chamber music, like something really strict or for, you know, like old people. No, this is something, for me, it's the best music I heard is in a room.
You've had this wonderfully successful project, marvelous project, chamber music. What's the next step?
We have an idea, because we have a lot of friends and we share with them same concept of playing with respect for the instrument and the playing, and not and trying to play new, not new style, but not talking about style, but talking about playing together with a lot of quality in the sound and everything. Because, like you said, some experience, but like it did, the people, they don't respect the chorus, they don't understand the way it's tuning, and as I said, we're going to amplify the instrument, but then everything is changing and you play with perfection. So we try to play with, you know, like field recording, but easy way, but and playing a lot together before recording too.
So it might be an extended chamber music with more instruments, but still the same respect for the acoustic and the more delicate, the more intimate, the more intimate sound. I really look forward to that. I can't wait. But meanwhile, we have you both here. Please play another tune.
We are going to play a tribute to the north of Mali region, like, and playing like Songhai, like Handa Rezo. Thank you.
Isn't that beautiful? Balaké Sissoko and Vincent Segal, Cora and cello making chamber music together. Definitely one of my unexpected discoveries from WOMAD 2011. Lucy Durand as well. And we don't always agree, do we, Lucy? I can't see her. But they were playing a special Radio 3 session for us here in the studio earlier on. Well, this is BBC Radio 3 live at the WOMAD Festival at Charlton Park in Wiltshire. Almost over for another year, but there's still the High Life Meets Afrobeat of Ebo Taylor to play us out tonight and his conversation with Lapa Kattari. And first, another great moment from the Radio 3 stage tonight. Dissidenten, one of the original world beat bands from Germany, I think we can say. They were founded 30 years ago in the early 80s. Marianne Kennedy's back from her onstage duty after Für Fuller. Marianne, 30 years, and does it sound like they're old rockers?
Well, I'll be completely honest. The acts that have really, you know, blown my mind this weekend at WOMAD are the ones that rocked on, and it didn't matter whether it was Baba Mal or Tsuguru Shamisen, you know, the tiny little Japanese banjos that you think, what's going to come out of that? But, you know, those two guys really rocked. And
we heard that for ourselves in here last night.
It's absolutely fantastic. But then you have a band and they are unashamed, you know, rockers, although they've travelled the globe in search of their music, whether it be India or North Africa or Spain or down to South Africa. They've travelled the world as they've absorbed their influences. When they started out, I was still in school. And when you encounter guys that have been on the road that long, you would be forgiven for sitting there thinking, well, what am I going to get when they go up on stage? Am I going to get, pardon the phrase, old man rock? And especially when you meet their indomitable manager, Andrea, who makes jokes about forgetting to bring the wheelchairs to bring them side stage. But there's a lot more to them than that. And when they took to the stage and they started their set, I was really quite taken. What marks something out as special for me in that kind of marriage of straight rock or pop, when you're dealing with contemporary genres and marrying it to global sounds of whatever culture, you've got to be inventive with your backline. You've got to make it sympathetic with what's going on top, so that it's a true marriage, so that both sides are approaching each other. And it doesn't always happen. But with Dissidenten, you feel they've lived it, and therefore the music works.
It absolutely does. And an interesting mixture of instruments as well as the ones you'd expect. They've got a hurdy-gurdy player, magnificent, shiny black hurdy-gurdy as well. I just wanted to get my hands on that. And mandocello, and a lot of sort of Arabic influences, very, very obvious, North African as well. I'll let Dissidenten's founder, Uwe Mulrich, set up the song we're going to hear, and this is Moroccan Roll.
Most of the songs we're playing tonight, they have a special story, which we Europeans don't get so much. They were partly prohibited during the 80s in Arabia, and now they can be played everywhere again. So we do lots of concerts in North Africa now, and decided to play all these old songs for you tonight as this is what the people are listening to at the moment in North Africa.
Yeah. So now we need your help. You want you to sing with us? It's two words. It's called Yabnedim, and that means all you people. And if we sing it, it goes like this. Ah, Yabnedim. A little bit louder, please. Ah, Yabnedim. Come on. Ah, Yabnedim. Ah, Yabnedim. Ah, ya bnadem. Moulak hsib.
Ya bnadem.
Nqas min tghrib.
Ya bnadem.
Wa moulak hsib.
Ya bnadem.
Nqas min tghrib.
Ya bnadem.
Wa moulak hsib.
Ya bnadem.
Nqas min tghrib.
Ya bnadem.
Dirik khbeel.
القمر كل وحدان لازم نصبر ولازم نصبر لازم نصبر لازم نصبر
آه يا
بنادم يا بني آدم
لكنا من مرصة
Rock and roll. That was Dissidenten performing live on the Radio 3 stage at WOMAD this evening. Founder Uwe Mulrich was telling me about the way they've been embraced by the revolutionaries of the Arabic Spring, some of their old songs becoming anthems, he says. He tells me they're heading back to North Africa at the end of August, a band which has suddenly found its time has come in places where it's always drawn its inspiration. Well, we're nearing the end of our live broadcast from WOMAD 2011. Don't forget to listen for more highlights, sessions and interviews in World Roots and World on 3. And of course, online, just go to the Radio 3 homepage and look for WOMAD. But let's end this weekend with a rediscovery, really. Ebo Taylor, the Ghanaian guitarist, now in his mid-70s, who was actually part of London's music scene in the early 1960s, hanging out in the jazz clubs there with his friend Fela Kuti before heading back to Ghana with some of Fela's Afrobeat sounds in his back pocket. Ebo Taylor's back in the public eye now with his new album, Love and Death. He found a new audience waiting for him in front of the open-air stage at WOMAD this afternoon, as you'll hear in a moment. Lopa Kotari caught up with Ebo before the gig and asked him how he felt about being back in the UK.
I left Britain in 1965. I've never been here.
You mean you haven't, since 1965, been back to the UK?
At all.
And why has it taken you this long to come back and visit us?
I got fed up with Europe and I went back home. And I wanted to stay at home. But this time I had to come and work or promote my album.
Well, that's it. It's not that it's not just that you've not been back to the UK in a long time, but we haven't heard from you in a long time. You haven't done a studio album in a very long time, Ebo.
Yeah.
I mean, why? Did you just get also fed up with music or?
Yes. In the last part of the 60s, the latter part of the 60s, the military intervened, in the lives of the Ghanaians. And when the military presence, scared a lot of people from the nightclubs, and there were a lot of, frequent curfews. So the nightclubs were not operating. So the musicians were not working. Most of them came to Europe.
It's a shame because music was so central to the identity of a new Ghana, of an independent Ghana,
yes.
Driven very much by Nkrumah.
Yeah, that's what it is, yeah.
That it seems a shame that the country sort of dislocated itself in a sense from its brand new identity.
Yeah, and just like any other country, the arts, is the thermometer of, that gives you the reading of the
health
success of the nation.
Were you quite disenchanted when you went back to Ghana?
Yes, I was very happy. You know, high life was still swinging, yeah. And because of the military, you know, all the nightclubs, you know, apparently, you know, were not functioning. So the musicians left. So the good ones left and created a vacuum. And the little ones did not have anybody to hook up to. So they did things their own way, and the development was stopped.
So what's it like in Ghana today then?
Yeah, we have hip life, you know, what we call hip life. The high life is fused to hip-hop music. The kids like it, though I don't approve of it.
And why is
that? It's not original, you know. Yeah. The fusion with hip hop, it makes it look like we're copying, you know, and it's not very healthy for a growing nation to be copying all the time.
But you yourself, you're starting to write a lot more newer compositions, and there's obviously some sort of creative inspiration for you at the moment.
I like to create, you know, music, but at the same time, I want to source it from our traditional stuff. There were a lot. There's a gold mine, a lot of ingredients, you know, that we can, you know, use practically use to develop our music, like the Asafo, like the Adwa, like the like Gombe. You know, we have several types of music in Africa, in Ghana. And the songs that these people, our ancestors composed, and the trend, you know, it should be revived. And you don't need to look anywhere else for it.
So is that what we're going to hear on stage tonight?
Yes, of course. Love and Dead and all these numbers that I wrote. Images from my studies of the African music. And I like to use the creative abilities of our ancestors, you know, resurface it and make it look good for the modern man.
Thank you. That's it.
Love and Death, the title track from Ebo Taylor's new album. There he was in astonishing shape on the main stage at WOMAD this evening. And if this whole weekend at WOMAD's been special, and it has, next year ought to be a cracker, celebrating the festival's 30th anniversary. I hope we'll be there. I hope you will too. Thanks to anyone and everyone at WOMAD and at Radio 3 who's made it such a pleasure to be here. Good night from WOMAD 2011. It's a wrap.
That was Andrew McGregor, and the programme was produced by Peter Meanwell. Well, the festival may be packing up, but there's lots more to come from WOMAD over the next few weeks on Radio 3. Just head to the World Music pages of the Radio 3 website for more details, and you can also listen again there as well.